Mom shaming is the exact reason why you're struggling to feel confident in your journey of motherhood. It takes away your intuition and your ability to feel confident in the choices that you're making for yourself and your family. In this episode, we're going to start to unpack exactly how to feel more confident in your choices and start making more aligned choices for you and your family. Mom shaming is one of those things that grinds my gears because it takes away our intuition. It takes away our intuition to know whether our judgments are good or not. And we start to question ourselves and we start to question our integrity and what we're doing, if it's right or wrong. I remember when I was in the NICU with Hunter, and I exclusively pumped with Hunter. If you don't know much of our story, I was an exclusively pumping mama for 20 months. Hunter was born prematurely at 26 weeks. He spent 3 months in the NICU. And I would usually leave the room to go pump just because that was my personal preference. Now, sometimes I wouldn't, sometimes I would. Just kind of depended on how I felt that day. And I had this nurse mom shame me about it, saying that I cared more about pumping for my son, more about breastfeeding than I did my own son. And it was in that moment that I realized that I needed to stand up for myself. I needed to start setting up boundaries. I needed to start standing up confidently in the decisions that I make as a mom. Now, it wasn't until a couple years later that I really started to set those boundaries. Honestly, maybe the last year, year and a half, I've been really good with setting boundaries for my own needs, for Hunter's needs, for our family's needs. I've been really good at setting boundaries now, but I wasn't always good with it. We'll talk about boundary setting in another episode, but mom shaming is one of those things that will literally break you because in your core, you are already probably questioning your decisions. That's typically what a mom does. They're questioning if we're making the best decision for ourselves, our kids, our family. So then you have somebody come in and question it too, and that voice gets louder and you can hear it more. And the actual intuition that we all hold as moms gets quieter and we stop listening to it. And then we question every move we make if it's the right choice. And then we even sit on making moves and we don't take action in our lives to change our life, even though we know we need to. You know what to do as a mom. You just have to actually make the decisions to do it and walk through life confidently. Imagine going in a Facebook group, you're struggling with something, or you're not sure which decision to make, or you just genuinely want to know what somebody else is going through, if they're going through the same things you are. So you post in a group about what you're going through and advice from others. And then another mom chimes in and shames you for the decision that you're about to make or thinking about making or what you're going through. So now we've now stopped trusting ourselves, but then we feel like we can't lean on other moms in the process. And it continues to create this downward spiral in the community of moms. It's why they keep saying there's no village anymore because there's no support system as moms. And we need to start taking that back and bringing that back. But I know it's really hard sometimes as a mom to stand up for ourselves, stand up for our values, stand up for what we believe in. So I'm going to give you a couple things that have worked well for me. First of all is understanding what your values even are. What is important to you and your family? Start writing those things down so that you can then fall in alignment with your decisions and fall in alignment with your choices so that it's easier to make those choices time and time again. Because when you know your values and you know what you stand for, every decision you make will just be aligned with that value or values. So understanding and knowing what your values are, and talk to your significant other about this. Because it's not just your values that matter, it's your family values at its core. Starting to talk to your significant other and have these conversations with your spouse of, what are our family values? What do we stand for? What matters most to us? I saw this family that if one spouse is ready to go home, when they're out and about at a party or whatever, like they're invited to a birthday celebration for the kids or another family member. When one person is ready to leave, they all leave because that's a family value to them. It doesn't have to be how you run your life, but what can you start creating for your life and your family values? The second thing is to have the conversation with your kids. Especially if they're old enough, have the conversation with your kids of what these values are. So not only do we have the conversation with our spouse, but we also need to have this conversation with our kids so that everybody is in alignment and knows what the outcomes will be, what's expected, what your core beliefs are, so that everybody can start to make those decisions together. That's how you create an in-home village. The third thing is start talking about those values with people around you. The people around you should know what you stand for. They should know what your values are. They should know what matters most to you and what doesn't. So that when you are struggling with making decisions and you come to a family member and you ask them for advice, they already know what you stand for. They already know what your values are so that they can start bringing you back there. Because sometimes we forget even ourselves. That's how you start strengthening those relationships. That's how you start strengthening communication with others. And then find a couple moms that you actually do trust. That no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're struggling with, and this could be in person and it can also be online. No matter what you're struggling with, you have people to go to. It takes a village is still important. That whole concept of it being a village to allow your life to flourish is still relevant to this day. It just means that you need to create that village. And the more you start to strengthen these relationships and strengthen these boundaries with other people and have this communication with other people, the easier it becomes when a mom comes at you about decisions that you make for your family. We question our decisions because we aren't communicating our values. We question our decisions when somebody questions you because you aren't setting boundaries. That's why it's so important to learn these things, to understand these things, to know these things, and then communicate it with those around you so that you then develop that confidence. Because setting boundaries isn't easy, but it's necessary. And it builds strength and confidence with what your decisions are as a mom. When other people understand what you stand for, what you're trying to do, how your family operates, it's way easier to continue to keep those boundaries and to have the confidence in what you're doing in your parenting. The next thing is understand that not all moms parent the same and stand firm in the fact that it's okay when another mom decides to parent differently than you. Something that I like to use is, I'm glad that works in your household. Literally validating that their decision is right for them, but it might not be right for us. Reiterating the fact that their decisions are their decisions and my family's decisions are my family's decisions. I get mom shamed all the time because I'm a homeschool mom. So people who don't understand homeschooling will continue to shame the fact that I homeschool, and that's okay. But understanding that invalidating others is going to continue to cause conflict. So I simply say, I'm glad that works for your household. I'm glad that works for your family. I'm glad you found something that works for you. Just validating that their way might work for them, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to work for me. And something that I don't do a lot is I don't ask advice from a whole bunch of moms. Now, there's certain instances, certain times that I will, but I typically don't ask advice from a bunch of moms. I find moms that align in my core value, and then maybe one or two that might not, but are developed and have open minds enough to give me clear-cut advice that isn't mom-shaming, that isn't gonna make me feel like I'm not a good mom for the decisions that I'm making, but somebody that is aware of their emotions and takes themselves out of their answer when you come to them and ask them for help. But I don't ask a ton of mom anything. I don't ask for advice from a ton of moms for the pure fact that I sit confidently right here, right now, as a mom in what I'm doing for myself and my family. And maybe you're not quite there yet, and that's okay. But we get there in knowing that every decision we make is one step closer to the best decision for our family. Maybe sometimes that we don't always make the right choices as a mom, and we need to apologize and take ownership for that, yes. So maybe in some instances there are right and wrong decisions. But ultimately, the decisions that you make for your family, as long as you're aligning them with your core values, as long as you're aligning them with that vision for your family, even if it's not the best decision in that moment, you can shift and pivot. And that's how you start to become confident as a mom. That's how you start to become confident in your decision making. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly what decisions you need to make. You know exactly all the ins and outs of your family. So stand tall and stand proud in your ability to make decisions that are best for you, that are best for your kids, that are best for your family. And then start supporting other moms, because mom shaming happens far too often. And maybe I'll do a part two on this, because I guess this turned into something that I wasn't planning on it to. It's the cool thing with podcasts is sometimes they just go in different directions of what's on your heart. But we need to stop that mom shaming and start supporting other moms instead. Start lifting up their confidence. So as you build your confidence, start to share it for other moms to build theirs. So I love you guys. Make sure that you rate this 5 stars if you are brand new to this podcast and haven't yet. Leave me a review, because I would love to do review shares on my Instagram stories. If you want to tag me, screenshot this and tag me in my Instagram stories. I will shout you out as well. I'm at The Peace Babe over on Instagram. If you have any questions or would like to hear anything on this podcast, I'm always open to feedback. Shoot me over a direct message on any of my social media. It is always linked. But until next week, love you guys and I appreciate you.